truth. This is the true life coming to you live from live tapes. The answers to all your questions. We don't need false prophets. We don't need misinformed teachers that don't know how to teach. We don't need leaders that don't know how to lead. That's right, he's here right now with us on earth, incarnated in human form, with the total truth. You have to hear it to believe it.
نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الوالي الكريم وصلى الله على أنبياء أجمعين والمسيح والمهدي والمجدد لمن مرسلين. Are we not the bearers of witness that nothing would exist if Allah didn't create it, and that He is alone and has no partners, and that all gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer of all the boundless universes. All gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous eternal friend. And send salutations of Allah on all of His prophets and His apostles, and on the Messiah, the anointed one, and on the Mahdi, the guide, and on the Mujaddid, the reformer, which was all sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send greetings and we send peace throughout the boundless universe to all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
You are now listening to The True Light with Sayyid al-Imam Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi in a live question and answer session.
I think that if we turn to Genesis chapter 6, and start to read, we're going to see about a certain point in history of the Bible where supernatural beings, as they're called, came down to earth and went into women and gave birth to special children. And these people mixed amongst the children of earth. And a lot of them are thought to be crazy and derelicts because they just cannot adjust. Now that man is on this new evolutionary stage of consciousness, those beings are thought to be nuts, and it's sad. Now if you read it, it says, Genesis chapter 6, and it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of man, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit will not always fly with men, for he is but flesh, and his days shall be 120. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, what happened? The sons of God came in unto the daughters of man, and they bore them what? Children. Right? They bore children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, the men of renown, referred to in the Quran as Awwalin, the ancients of days, or the 24 elders who came down and mixed with women. So there are mortals walking the earth who are sons of God, women or men, and they are thought to be nuts because they cannot adjust to this system. They cannot adjust to this society. You understand? The Bible is teaching this. Now if you want to call me crazy, I don't mind. I'm in good company. But a lot of people have never been told about this section in the Bible, right in Genesis, where it tells you that certain beings from heaven came down and mingled amongst women. The same way the angel Gabriel came down and mingled with Mary and gave birth to Jesus. Well, these beings have the same powers of Jesus. They're Christ-like, but they don't know it because they've been living amongst mortals so long that they have lost their destiny, and we are here to claim them. They are our being, they must be taken home. We're here to claim them, but we can't because they're so scattered and lost, and they're so afraid of us, they won't sit with us, they'll sit with men and sup with men. So I'm putting information out because it'll stimulate certain centers in them that'll make them realize that they belong here. Then they'll be taught, and they'll make the transition out of here. But man on earth is about to destroy himself. And it's sad that you sons of Adam are going to suffer while this demon destroys the world that you live in, unless you garb yourself right in white and learn to be amongst the 144,000 so that you can be taken up for 1,000 years to be groomed while the devil is cast into the lower part of the earth for 1,000 years, and then you'll come back to a new earth. You want to read about it? Open your Bible to Revelations. Revelations 21. It says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem," this is that mothership. And I'm not talking about the small motherships that have ships that come around that they see. The big one is called the Crystal City. It's mentioned in the Quran and the Torah. Here it is right in the Bible, called the New Jerusalem. "And I, John, saw the holy city," we call it Darul Islam in the Quran, the abode of peace. "I, John, saw the holy city," the New Jerusalem, doing what? "Coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." That means the ship is ready for all of those gowned in the white, in the garb of righteousness, to be taken. "And I heard a great voice out of heaven crying, Behold, the tabernacle of God." Look at the tabernacle of God. It's with man, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That's why I told you, don't fear. "And there shall be no more death," because you'll have eternal life. We do not die in our abode. We've surpassed death. That's why I said I was around 76 trillion years. The ability to incarnate is something that you'll learn too. We don't have death. "Neither do we have sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain." We don't suffer sicknesses or diseases. "For the former things," all this wickedness and sickness and disease, "will be then passed away." Number 5. "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things," what? "New. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." He wanted him, John, to write this stuff down, and this is what I'm reading to you. "And he said unto me, It is done. It's over. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that athirst of the fountains of the water of life." That means those people who are thirsty, they will be quenched. 7. "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my what? My son." Like I said, Jesus, first is the stage of being Christian, Jew, Muslim, and then you move on if you're ready to become a son of God or son of Allah. And in the Holy Quran, when it says Allah does not have any sons, it's using the word walid, not ebon. It means he did not conceive any children. Okay? Number 8. "But the fearful," and that's why I told you don't fear, because you won't make it. "But the fearful and unbelieving," the Catholic, "and the abominable," people living in abomination, "and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers with their astrology, and the idols with their idols, and the liars who lie about Allah, and the deen, shall have their part in the lake," which is what? "Burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." What is the second death? Meaning that once man dies, the Quran says, then Allah will raise him to life again to be judged. Certain men will stay into eternal life, and others will be cast back into death, into hell. That's the second death. I repeat, once man dies, then he is raised to life again, the resurrection. Others will rise into resurrection of eternal life, and others will be condemned back to death in hell. Number 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, and y'all know who the seven archangels are, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked to me, saying, come up hither, come hither, come up. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife, talking about the city. Told John, come up, I'm going to show you the glorious city. And he carried me away in the what? In the spirit. He carried me away in the spirit to a what? To a great and high mountain, and showed me what? Showed me that great city, that holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. This is that ship that's above y'all. Believe me or not, I don't care, you'll find out anyway. Number 11, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone of precious, most precious, like a, it was, I call it the crystal city, because like a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as what? Crystal. And had a wall, great and high. It has, it's enclosed in a dome, it has pillars in it. And it had 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels. Half of 24. These are the cherubim that protect the gates, keep man from entering the city. And at the gates, 12 angels, and the names were written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Each one of these angels symbolized one of the tribes of Israel, which is backed up by Ezekiel 48, 31, and 34. We have time to read that later. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. They are describing a ship. And in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now yet 24. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as its breadth. It's a circle, as long as a square. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs the length, and the breadth and the height of it is equal. So it's perfect, a perfect circle like, okay? And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits. Does that sound familiar? 144 cubits according to the measurements of men. You see? That is of the angel. 72 yards. I'll give it to you like this. 72 yards, 1,500 miles. That's how large it is across the city. 1,500 miles by 72 yards. Just think about that. And the foundation of the wall of the city was garnished. This will go on and on and explain to you about the whole rest of the city. If you read Revelation 21, you're reading about that city. If you read Revelation 20, you read about how we bound the devil. And I saw an angel, that's Michael, the one that Jesus sent in his image, come down from heaven. And everybody's going to think Michael is Jesus, and he's not. Having the key of the bottomless pit. He knows how to get people to Agartha. And a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. I also tell you Revelation 12:9 will back this up. That the devil will be bound for 1,000 years, but the 144,000 will be in the city for 1,000 years being groomed. Then they'll come and ride back forth in shining white with the Lamb. This is in the Bible. And cast him, meaning the devil, into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him. The devil's ways will be stopped for 1,000 years. That he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed just for a little while. And I saw the throne Because the devil is an angel, you know, who fell from grace. And I saw the throne, and they that sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. That means it's all the devoted disciples who they killed because they bore witness of him and got the right to become sons of God. And for the word of the Creator, and for the scriptures and the teachings that he taught. And which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image. They didn't worship him, nor did they try to look like him. Most people today try to look like white people. They dress like him, they want to comb their hair like him, they want to do everything like him. But these people that will make it, they will not worship the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead. That mark on their forehead is as consequences of prostration and worship of the devil. That mark on the forehead is a symbol of obedience and submission to the devil as opposed to the Creator. Or on their hands. That means living by the dollar, buy nor sell, except he who has the mark of the beast. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. And they was in the city for 1,000 years while the devil was in the pit for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. But the rest of the people of the earth who died will not resurrect until 1,000 years are over. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power. Those beings who stop now and resurrect now, when that period strikes, they are blessed because they won't have to worry about dying, because they'll go right from the state of righteousness into eternal life. They'll be putting on immortality. But if you have to die first, then you're going to taste hell. Quran teaches us, you taste hell. Blessed, number six again, blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. But they shall be, what? Priests of God. In the books of Hebrew, Jesus was made a priest after the order of Melchizedek, who was called Michael the angel. And Melchizedek was a priest after the order of the Most High. Well, these beings will make that transition to the order of Melchizedek under the green light. But they shall be priests of God and of the Messiah Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Sijin is called in the Quran. And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sea, as the sand of the seas, Ezekiel 38:2. And they went up on the breadth of the earth. They went to another plane and compassed the camp of the saints. The devil himself is going to try to get up to the sacred city, the camp of the saints. About, they try to encode, the devil will try to close the city in. And fire came down from God out of heaven to devour him. Who did he devour? Number 10. And the devil that deceiveth them was cast into a lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne. That's the ship again. And he that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no more place for them. The presence of the Almighty will remove the very earth and heaven you believe in. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Now what happens? And the books were opened. Now we come into Yawmul Din, the day of judgment. And the books were opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of these things which were written in the books according to their works. Number 13. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it. All the people who were buried in the sea resurrected. And the dead and hell delivered up the dead which were in it. And all those beings that was in hell after this were raised again. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. You understand that? You will be judged according to what you've done. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. There is no more hell and there is no more dying. This is the second death. No more, that, the next one is the spiritual. There will be no more physical. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life, what happens to these people? Was cast into the lake of fire. You understand? Now, right after that is the section I read before about the ship coming. Telling you about it right in the book. People are afraid of the book of Revelation because they don't understand it. If they understood about extraterrestrials and the sacred cities and angelic beings, they would have no fear of reading it because it's so... When I'm reading it, isn't it simple and clear? It's very plain because I know what I'm talking about. Let's go to Revelation chapter 18. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. Where'd he come from? Down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lit up with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, confusion, or Babylon, the great, is fallen. This is not old Babylon, it's a new one. You'll see why. And has become the inhabitants of what? Of devils. Not devil, not the devil. A place where devils reign. And a whole of every foul spirit. Not only is the devils here, but jinns and wicked spirits are here. And a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Demons and stuff. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornications. And the kings of the earth have committed fornications with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying to you people, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. You understand that? 6. Reward her, even as she rewarded you, and double unto her according to her works. In the cup which she has filled with her double. You don't have the right to start revolutions and stuff of that nature. Vengeance is mine, says Allah. They'll get theirs. If you believe in Allah, you be patient, and everybody, they'll get theirs. Don't take it into your own hands. 7. How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. They build themselves on other people. You understand what I'm saying? They leave other countries in suffering and poverty to build themselves. For she said in her heart, she believes this, I sit a queen, that's the house, and am no widow. I didn't get my power from no man. And shall see no sorrow. And I'll never fall. 8. Therefore, because of that, shall her plagues come in one day. There was no AIDS a couple of years ago, and now AIDS and herpes is everywhere. Their plagues have come just like that. That's the beginning of the death. In one day, death. This plague brings death. And what? And moaning. And famine. Out west now they're complaining because of the crops dying. this famine in this country. And she shall be utterly burnt with fire. Because the Lord said, I shall no longer destroy the earth by water, but moreover by fire. For strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Now who should judge her? Me and you? No. Just get righteous and get ourselves together spiritually. The Lord will take care of the devil. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornications and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and cry and lament and moan for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Why are they going to do this? They'll be standing off afar for fear of her torment, saying, finally, finally, or at last, that great city of Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour thy judgment has come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and moan over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. Countries that was allies are going to suffer. Number 12. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearl and of fine linen and purples and silks and scarlets and fines and woods and all manners of vessels of ivory and all manners of vessels of most precious wood and brass and iron and marble. All the luxuries crammed into one little section. I'm going to get a new marble table. I like that oak chair. Did you see that stuff? All of it right here. All of it stole from Africa too. Now, and cinnamon, and odors of ornaments, and frankincense, and wines, and oils, and fine flowers, and wheats, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots which are God's, and of slaves which are you, and the souls of men, and the work of your soul. There's another thing he has. You see all the stuff he got? He just takes this from other people. Number 14. And the fruits that thy soul lust after are departed from thee. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand off afar for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. All these countries, they don't believe it's going to fall like they didn't believe Rome and Greece would fall. It's going to fall. These people are going to stand by and cry. And they're going to say, and say, finally, finally, at last, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and red and decked in gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour so great riches has come to nothing. And every shipmaker and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood off from afar and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? 19. And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, finally, finally, at last, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in a sea by reason of the coastland, for in 1 hour is made desolate. 20. Rejoice over her, thou heavens. Now speaking to the righteous. Rejoice over her, thou heavens, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
You have been listening to The True Light, a question and answer session with As-Sayyid al-Imam Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi. Do you want to know the truth? Can you face the truth? Be sure to read the most dynamic books in history, authored by As-Sayyid al-Imam Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi, on such subjects as, what is a Muslim? Where is the tabernacle of the Most High? Should Muslims observe the Sabbath? Was Christ really crucified? Who was the Comforter? Now let us return to the true light with As-Sayyid al-Imam Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi.
Interesting, isn't it? Number 21. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus, with violence shall the great city of confusion, Babylon, be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. This is his last city. This is his last one. There'll never be another one. And they live by the sword, they say, and they will die by it. Violence. And the voice of the harpers and the musicians and your pipers and your trumpeters, all your music that you worship, shall be heard no more at all. And no craft or craftsman of whichever craft, be he mason or builder, shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. The factories are shut down. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee. The light of the candle was a symbol that they put in their window for the hunter to find his way home. There won't be no coming home. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. There will be no more marriages, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth. Those men that came over here from the east, they were great men of the earth that this harlot poisoned. But how did she poison them? It says it right here. For by your sorcery, that's devil worship and witchcraft. For by your sorcery were all nations deceived. Living under a five-pointed star. I see Muslims with a five-pointed star and crescent. You better get that off your wall. That five-pointed star is a symbol of the pentagram, and the pentagram is a symbol of Satan. They put a five-pointed star on every country that they take. They put the stamp. In Islam, they use a five-pointed star. That person is blind. And finally, number 24, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints. They killed Dr. Martin Luther King. They killed Malcolm X. And they'll kill you if they get a chance. They killed Dr. Martin Luther King, who taught peace. And they killed Malcolm X, who was teaching politics. They don't care about what religion. They will kill you, these devils. And of all that was slain upon the earth, this person is responsible for all the wars and all the murders and everything. Now, didn't that depress you a little bit? But number 19, let me just give you a little bit of it because it makes you feel a little better. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. Don't that make you feel just a little better? For he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornications, and have avenged the blood of his servants at her hands. And again they said, ah, hallelujah, which is, and we say in Arabic, alhamdulillah, hallelujah, alhamdulillah, hallelujah. And again they said what? Hallelujah. Y'all are afraid to say hallelujah. I'm surprised at y'all. As black people, y'all are so stiff. After what you just read, and Allah tells you after that there, his judgment is just and gives you the right to say hallelujah, y'all should be saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid of it, because it's a blessing. I say hallelujah and alhamdulillah. And again they said hallelujah, and the smoke rose forever and ever. See, you helped to get the burning going. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, what? Amen. It's over. And then what they say after that? Alhamdulillah. Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God. Alhamdulillah. All ye servants, Rabbil Alameen. And ye that fear him, Al Mustaqim, both small and great, meaning kings and prophets. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying what? Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent rules now, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Are you, as the wives, ready? Are you prepared for the transition? That's what it's saying. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in what? In fine linen, clean and what? White. For the fine linen is of the righteousness of the saints. Are you doing it? Are you grounding yourself in the white and preparing yourself as a bride for the city? And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. They want to worship Michael or Jesus. And he said unto me, see thou, do it not. Don't worship me. Now Christians say this is God. If then Christians say this is Jesus, then why are they worshiping? He told them, don't worship me. Because what did he tell them he was? I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren. That has the testimony of Jesus. So you know it ain't Jesus, it's the angel Michael, who Jesus has explained earlier, sent with the revelation. Worship God, worship Allah. For the testimony of Isa is the spirit of prophecy. That all Jesus represented was prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. I could go on and on and on, but I'm as tired of reading as y'all are listening probably. Alhamdulillah, or hallelujah.
Assalamu alaikum. When it speak of in the book of Revelation 20 verse 4 about the 1,000-year period, is that of the same duration of our days?
Read the section you're talking about.
And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of Allah, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
And the question is, brother?
Is those days, 1,000 years, of the same duration of our days that we live?
Yes. Yes, they are, but in this respect. When they say lived and reigned, you're talking about the Marillion. Lived and reigned with Messiah for 1,000 years, they mean not here. They mean in the crystal city. What they speak about is a new Jerusalem that comes down out of heaven having 24 elders surrounding it. That is an actual, what you might call, space station from here. That's a crystal city in the Quran referred to as Darul Islam. The abode of peace. Darul Islam in the Quran is not on earth. You follow? And so now, yes, these 144,000 will be lifted from earth, taken up like the scripture says, Isa and Maryam went up, and Rasulullah Muhammad went up in Isra, and Ilyas went up, and Enoch or Idris went up.
Mm-hmm.
These elders, these 23 elders, will take 144,000 perfect beings here up, and they will reside in the crystal city for 1,000 years to be taught by what you refer to as extraterrestrials or the masters who have been visiting the pyramids for thousands of years. And that 1,000-year period can be a duration of either 1,000 by your time or 1,000 by their time. By that I mean, when you break the speed of light, which is necessary to get out of Earth's atmosphere, we know light travels 186,272 feet per second.
Mm-hmm.
When you break the speed of light, time starts to slow up at a certain point. So to travel intergalactically from one part of a galaxy to the next, you would not lose a second. In fact, you can become younger when you arrive there. The same way you can travel from one side of your planet to the next and be behind time. You can leave on Thursday and arrive there on Wednesday the same week. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
That's because of a time belt here. That's one law of time. There, galactically, the solar system has a time belt by distance. When you break a certain speed, then you reverse in time. Meaning that when Nabi Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, Moses, left from Mount Moriah with the aid of the angels and went on to Malakut, which is referred to in the Quran as the heavens, Samawat of Allah. Mm-hmm. When he went there, by the time he got to the other side, he was the same exact age, one day, which would have taken 1,000 years of earth time to get that far. Because, like I said, light travels at 186,272 feet per second.
Right.
And a light year there with times 365 would be 5 trillion miles away. This particular galaxy alone, Terra, to another side, it can take 1,000 years of your time. Which means Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, would have become 1,000 years old by the time he got to the destination. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But when he breaks speed, when he arrives, he's the exact same age. When he returned, him and Elijah, to Jesus, to meet him, they were still the same age, though Elijah had left over 4,000 years before him, and Moses another 4,000 and came back at Jesus' time another 2. You see what I'm saying? So there's a time belt. It depends on where you are. And I chose you because, I'll give you a perfect example. If you look from Seattle, Washington to Florida, the higher you get, the smaller it becomes. Until it moves from miles to yards, to inches, to fractions of an inch, until the United States becomes a dot.
Mm-hmm.
So the distance it would take mentally to travel from Seattle, Washington to Florida is less than a second. Then the higher you go, it's so short the distance that you can't conceive it because you merely see a dot. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there's different time belts depending on which angle you're looking from. So the answer to your question is, like it says in the scripture, 1,000 years can be one day, and one day can be like 100,000 years. It depends on where that spirit is going. And now, in the view of these children, they're talking about 1,000-year period, which will give y'all the 7,000-year. Because the devil's reign is up in the 6,000-year, which is really the 2,000-year of this new form calendar that he made. Because from canon of the Torah down to Isa al-Masih, Jesus the Messiah, was 4,000 years, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus the Messiah became the year 1, which is an obvious contradiction, because they say 1 B.C. and then number 2 is 2 A.D. So either Jesus died at the age of 2 or somebody made a mistake in their calendar. Because if it's B.C. before Christ, and then A.D. Anno Dominus after Christ on 2, then there's something wrong, okay? Mm-hmm. But let's move on. At number 1, the year 1 started one of the new Christian calendar. With 4,000 years added on that, we'd now be in the year 5,000, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. 987, correct?
Yes.
Leaving us how much before 2,000? How much before 6,000, for that matter? Now listen, if this is 1,900...
About 13...
And 87 year, right? How many more would make it 2,000?
13.
That's right.
Yeah.
So now, you are at the end of the devil's 2,000 year, which is equivalent to 6,000 year from his Adam. And his Adam was canon in Noah's time, with the one with the curse of leprosy, which made him albino, or white in complexion, as found in the books of Leviticus 13 and 14 when they received the curse.
Mm-hmm.
His rule is up. Like Elijah Muhammad was telling people, his rule is up in the year 6,000, which starts 1,000 before the seventh day of creation is complete. Can you understand that?
Yeah, I understand.
Which gives you one more 1,000th year to prepare before the time allotted to humane beings is through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. Shukran.
We will continue with True Light after this chant.
أعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله
would like a cassette copy of this week's True Light broadcast, send $5 to True Light, 719 Bushwick Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Come talk with someone who knows a universal doctrine, who can answer all your questions and fulfill your needs. Now let us return to the True Light with As-Sayyid al-Imam Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi. Remember, you are the light, and you have the power over all things.
You said black people didn't have souls anymore. That they was
say what?
Black people. That they was becoming
light evil. People.
Black.
Oh,
they was becoming evil and they didn't have souls. And I wanted to know how you can tell. You know, what are the characteristics from the people changing?
The whole emotional state of black people has changed from familyism, as you would have it, to individualism. Everything is about themselves, which makes them more accessible to drugs, because drugs is a personal experience. I don't care if you're in a crowd of 20 people. The moment you inhale crack or inject heroin, you are then an individual for the moment. The stimulant is individual. 50 people in a room taking the drugs, each one becomes an individual. We have now become, like the devil, attracted to our individualism and lost our tribal and community involvement. We have once were tribal people, and that meant that when you people are in that, like in that room out there, in the newcomers class, there's people there, sitting there, that won't even look at each other. Won't even interact with each other emotionally. They'll come in this class and sit in here from 1 o'clock until 6, and don't even at the end of the class walk up and say, well, because we all have the same interests, but the fact that we're here, what's your name? My name is this, and I'm reading such and such a book, and so and so, where do you live at? Maybe we can interact and communicate and help each other. Everybody sitting in there as an individual. They are to God what knowledge they can for their self to either convince themselves to come in or wait for the mistake that they'll never find so they don't have to come in. Because all these people are sitting there hoping one thing he can't answer. You'll never find the question that can't be answered. I've been doing this for more years than your great-grandmothers were born. And I've been asked every question y'all can imagine. So if you came here to hope I can't answer the question, you're in for a big letdown. So you might as well get prepared. And so they will not interact with each other. They're sitting there, they won't even look at each other at times. They won't smile at each other. We come in, we have this frown on our face when we're on the subway. We have this frown on our face when we walk down the street. We have this frown on our face when we get to our jobs. We have to learn to interact with each other and learn to care for each other. With this absence of community or tribal relationship, we are a tribe, you know. Without this tribal tie and without this tribal relationship, there's an absence of, what do you call, soul. And then the new generation of young kids, you look at the new generation and look at the way they dance, the way they move, what they call hip-hop, is all off-beat, all off-timing, All this rap stuff they're doing is out of the pocket as they have it. In music, you have, music is mathematics. You have whole notes, quarter notes, half notes, 16th. You have a whole bunch of things interacting at the same time. You come to find out that a lot of people, the new generation of people, they don't have this. They're creating a kind of art form of music that is maliciously off the beat and out of timing. You follow? This is done by the devil. We've never had a kind of music that the white people can do. But nowadays, you have all these black people saying, wow, they sound black. It's the black people don't sound black anymore. They have taken and crossed over to white music, which made it possible for all these different groups to look like they're doing what we're doing. That has been done purposely. There is no more black music. You've given up your type of music and came over to his because he created all kinds of computers in the music industry so he could have click systems and digital machines for drumming and stuff that would give him beat. And then, if you didn't take your music and sync it to his BPMs or beats per minute, then your record wouldn't get played. So what happened is black people who would go into a studio and just create an emotional vibe and call it soul music had to adjust their music to computerize equipment. Limb drum sets and rolling drum sets and emulators and stimulator, all these type of advanced equipment. But in the process, they give up their soul. And then they learn to sing on that beat. And along with that beat is going tick, 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 tick. Then the white man can come along and emulate you by not only getting the ticks that you put in your computer by just programming it, but then he can listen to where you go, how you vamp, and how you go off the beat, and set his ticks on that too. And then he gets three tick machines going, and then you come and say, this white guy sounds black. Yeah, but you see him in a condition where if you walked up and said, just start humming out some beautiful rhythm, he couldn't do it. So what he's done is he transposed our people from our music, soul music, into his music. Now the whole music industry is playing his music. And now they look like they got soul, and our new kids have went into a new thing. It's the absence of music, thus for the absence of art form. And so you find black people are losing their souls. And remember, that in the 23rd Psalm, that David, who was playing the harp, had his soul restored out of that. When he said, he restored my soul, remember, he was sitting up there on a hill, singing a psalm and playing the harp. When he said, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored ruhu, or nafsahu, and this in proper translation, in Arabic they have nafs, or in Hebrew nafish. For his spirit was restored. Something that we as black people are giving up. Don't let anyone tell you the deen of Islam relates to music. That in the deen of Islam there is no music. This is a lie. This is something those white Arabs create because they have no soul. The mutasawwif or the Sufi set up the dhikr circles and they dhikr Tawheed Allah. The adhan that the Muslims call for prayer put by the mu'adhin is singing tajweed and tartil of Quran al-Kareem is music, is singing. The angels sing the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. It's these white Arabs who have pulled music out of us because they knew that was us. And that's what they insult you when they say, and Bilal radiallahu anhu was the greatest of all the mu'adhin. Correct? You notice in Islam they say Bilal was the greatest caller of prayer? Because he's a black man, they're implying that we're good for music and singing again. And the Quran does not say anywhere to not listen to music and to not be joyful. Anywhere. It does not forbid rocks dancing. And it does not forbid people to be morenia singing. It does not. These are things that came out of men outside of mashaf, outside of the Quran. They added their opinions in. You follow? And music is a very powerful thing for us as a people. We need it. Because it's part of our tribal rate. And we've done it since when we were Ben Israel back to Torah. all the way down to the Isa ibn Maryam, ba'dahu ila Rasulullah Muhammad akhatim anbiya. Ila al-an, all the way to now, we have music. Okay?
No.
Don't let them take our soul. They've already got our children.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. صدق الله العظيم.
You have been listening to the unshakable guidance and teachings of As-Sayyid al-Imam Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi, the undisputed man of our times. No one has allowed themselves to be questioned with such a variety of questions, only to fulfill the eager minds of many in search of the truth. Al-Imam Isa is the author of the most dynamic books in history, dealing with the truth, not theory, philosophies, or fairy tales. Just simple truth to all your questions, no matter what topic. How did Jonah survive 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale? Does the Creator really sit on a throne? What and where is hell? Are angels extraterrestrial beings? Finally, the time has come for the whole truth to be heard. The Nubian Islamic Hebrew Mission would like to invite you to write or send questions to True Light, 719 Bushwick Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. The public is invited to newcomers class held every Sunday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Nubian Islamic Hebrew Mission, 548 Hart Street, Brooklyn, New York. People interested in purchasing these pamphlets of peace can visit our bookstore, Original Tents of Kedar, 719 Bushwick Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, or purchase them from any of our brothers dressed in white representing the Nubian Islamic Hebrew Mission throughout your city. Again, the address for letters and questions is True Light, 719 Bushwick Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Assalamu alaikum.